Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever wondered whether a beautifully written assignment can actually prove that the person who wrote it truly understands the material? A friend of mine who teaches at a university once described a scene to me that I have never forgotten. A student in his class submitted assignments quickly and flawlessly, every sentence polished and coherent. But when it came to an oral examination where the student had to explain in person what they had written, everything fell apart. They could not articulate any of it. Since AI became widespread, many teachers have observed the same bimodal pattern. A group of students who use AI to dispatch written assignments in seconds, yet are completely exposed the moment they have to engage face-to-face. What this reveals is an assumption we have relied on for centuries, but rarely stated out loud, that the quality of a finished product reflects the ability of the person who produced it. The moment generative AI arrived, that assumption broke down. The 2022 Atlantic article, "The College Essay is Dead," fired the first shot. I eventually came to see something clearly. AI can generate an article about how to build an e-commerce website, but it cannot generate the experience of four middle school students who actually got stuck together staring at a blank screen, argued with each other, redistributed the work, and then, a month later, launched a working website. That entire lived journey is beyond what AI can produce. When I was designing authentic real-world tasks back in 2018, this was simply my personal pedagogical preference. After AI, it became an essential requirement, because assignments can be generated, but the experience of running headlong into a wall cannot. And it is precisely through that kind of collision, through the grinding friction of real obstacles, that people grow.